Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Marquise Monson taking you through this Friday morning. It's been a crazy week for the Tennessee Titans, and to help us talk a little bit more about that week, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Mike Sando from The Athletic, who wrote a great piece yesterday just kind of getting the league's reaction around the league to what the Titans have been dealing with all week. Mike, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good to be here, and great news that there weren't any positives today, so we can maybe have a game.
Yeah, hopefully so. That's certainly good news on the Titans front, and hopefully that carries through over the weekend for sure. Mike, I want to start just how much criticism around the league is Mike Vrabel and John Robinson and the Titans leadership getting regarding how they've potentially not enforced the proper protocols in this situation?
Yeah, you know, I think there's frustration among a lot of the teams who think maybe they are, you know, hey, we're following these protocols to the letter, to see another team that maybe, you know, at least from the reports we've seen so far, maybe wasn't as you know, vigilant in enforcing everyone wearing masks around the facility and all those things that are a real pain and really affect your ability to just, you know, work as comfortably as you normally would. So I think it still remains to be proven exactly what happened, but yeah, people around the league feel like there's so much at stake that if there were violations, that the league needs to really act harshly with punishment so that other teams understand that, and players and coaches and all the way through the organization understand the seriousness of this and how quickly things can unravel.
Yeah, some really strong comments in this piece from Mike at theathletic.com, talking to various executives. And there was an interesting line in here, Mike. I'm going to quote the piece. Quote, execs from multiple teams said it's been an open secret that the Titans have not strictly enforced guidelines regarding masks within their facility. The execs said they knew this through conversations with Titans staffers predating the outbreak, end quote. So, yeah. Sort of informal talk about not really caring about the protocols,
Yeah, just how are you guys, you know, there's people from teams in various capacities talking all the time over, what's going on this week or, hey, how's your trip going, that sort of a thing. And so they get a sense for other buildings, you know, hey, what's it like there? Is everyone enforcing as strictly? And so that was something that a couple of teams that I talked to had said and other ones have heard. And I think, you know, we have to be careful. And I tried to word and couch things because we don't know for sure what the results of the investigation are going to be, but that sure seems to be a consistent theme when you talk to people now. And it would make sense because I think these protocols have worked for the most part, except in this case.
Mike Sando from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Mike, obviously, as you said, we don't know what the results of the investigation by the NFL are going to be at this point, but we've heard, you know, Bountygate in New Orleans being talked about as a comparable. We've heard other reports saying there could be historic punishments coming down the pike for the Titans if they're found to have been in violation of protocol. Knowing that we don't know exactly how it's going to end yet, if the NFL finds that the Titans are in major violation here, how severe do you think the punishments could be?
I think they will be. I think it really will be severe. Now, this is speculation, though. I mean, we don't know what the league's going to do, but you would think there would be certainly a big fine for the organization, right? I mean, because they've already, $250,000 for teams that when the mask hasn't been worn properly on the sideline by the head coach and $100,000 for the coach? Well, those are procedural penalties. You know, those are false start penalties, right?
Right.
We're talking...
Right.
We're talking what's the equivalent of being ejected from the game, I think. So you would have to be in that realm of, nearing the sort of unprecedented level of fines. This has never happened where an entire season's been imperiled. So I think there's an expectation that it would include that, maybe some sort of suspension, maybe draft picks, worst-case scenario, forfeiting of games. I think they don't want to do that. You know, I think they're not going to just be punitive on the forfeiture of games. I think they would do that only if they had to. And if they had to, maybe that, you know, ramps up how harsh the punishments are. But we really don't know. I mean, that's just what people are, you know, speculating on.
So, Mike, when you talk about, you know, punishment as a deterrent, and certainly my mind goes to, you know, November in a team that's, you know, 4-8 or something, right? I mean, in general, a lot of things maybe get a little bit lax, and it's just, you know, the same level of intensity with anything probably drops off. You want to make sure, like, that team can mess up the whole season. But I would also flip it around and say, if you really hammer someone and make an example of them, are you in danger of, I guess, maybe changing this from a more cooperative situation with teams? Because it is a different deal. I mean, it's a pandemic. Everyone needs to be working together, sharing information, not bunkering up as football coaches are wont to do anyway. I mean, do you think that there's any sort of danger there too, to be, you know, or reason to be cautious?
Yeah, well, I think that's where it falls back upon, you know, the leadership of each team to pull their squad through it. And frankly, I've been, outside of this situation, I've been very impressed with Mike Vrabel's growth as a head coach. You know, when he was hired, is this a good move? I mean, here's someone who's been a player relatively recently. Very impressed by him overall. I mean, I listened to him at length during the NFL quarterback coaching summit earlier this offseason, talking about how to build a staff. So you would think that... you know, with this worst-case scenario kind of happening, that if there were harsh punishment, he'd rise to the occasion, and the teams would handle it, you know, their absolute best way. Handling, I think we do have to remember that we are talking about, you know, young people in buildings who could be 25 years old or younger, and all of us at that age may not have handled everything the exact right way. And I think also a big part of the season that is hard for players overall is, you know, there's a camaraderie in a building, and everyone's going over to someone's house to watch film, and we're having everything catered that makes this job really fun. And I think a lot of that stuff's already missing anyway. I think there's already going to be challenges of keeping everyone on the same page. So it really will be contingent upon the leadership of the teams to make sure what you're talking about doesn't happen and isn't exacerbated.
Mike Sando from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So Mike, a couple weeks ago we saw Titans assistant coach Shane Bowen test positive on a Saturday. This team still travels to Minnesota anyway and plays that game, now obviously dealing with an outbreak. Last week, Cam Newton test positive on a Saturday. New England travels and plays that game anyway. Luckily, the Vikings don't have any positive cases. The Patriots are trending in the right direction right now, and no positive cases from the Chiefs either. But do you think the NFL will change how they view positive tests on Saturday and maybe try to be a little bit more hesitant on teams traveling and playing games anyway when there are positive tests on Saturday?
You know, I don't think so, because we knew going into the season that guys were going to miss games because of this. What we weren't 100% sure on was, hey, if you have a team that might have some positive people, are they going to spread it during a game? And none of the Vikings players got it. So it seems to me like the risk is going to be indoors and during your facility, you know, the guys being in the building for 15, 20 hours a day. I mean, let's face it, they are, and in close contact, and that's where your risk is going to be. It doesn't seem like Patrick Mahomes talking to Stephon Gilmore after the game is going to transmit the virus, and that's what the medical people have been saying. That would be very unlikely. You know, you're going to be less likely, you know, running to the store for milk, wearing a mask, and being in and out quickly to get it than you are in your job if you're sitting in your cubicle for 10 hours. So I think we got a handle on that part of it, and they should be able to play. And there are going to be the surprises, you know. If you're a team, you're certainly hoping it's not your starting quarterback.
Right. Now, we've been talking, of course, and gladly talking a little bit about football, Mike, around here. Not much, but kind of speculating on, like, what does this do to a team? If the Titans, you know, hopefully it's negatives every day. They get in the facility. There is a game Tuesday. What do you suppose, you know, the other than missing key players, of course, but just the intangible impact on a team that has gone through what the Titans have gone through for the past 2 weeks?
Well, I think it's really hard. I mean, not practicing at all or barely practicing, or, you know, they obviously tried to schedule practices. I mean, these guys want to practice and play and be in their grind and be in their routine. I mean, that's what you're used to. So I think that is difficult. That being said, I think there was a lot of speculation coming into the season that, you know, not having as much training camp or preseason could really hurt the level of play. And I think the level of play has been better than we expected. So it's a little bit of uncharted territory, but I would think you're going to be mostly impacted by who is or isn't available to play in the game, right? Just the talent level being affected by people being on the COVID list would be the number one driver of performance in my view.
Mike Sando from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Hey, Mike, thanks for taking time to join us this morning. Great stuff yesterday. We really appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Great piece there by Mike Sando from The Athletic. If you haven't seen it yet, I think, Joe, you just tweeted the link out.
I did.
Of that piece as well. So
I did. And there's some measured comments, too. There's some very strong ones. But, some guys saying, hey, let's hold off and see what comes of this. I mean, I don't think everyone in the league is, like, just throwing everything they can at the Titans. And I think everyone also has to understand right now it's only them, but that doesn't guarantee it's only going to be them through this season.
What punishments could be coming down the pike for the Titans if it's found they violate a protocol? We'll discuss that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game.